Republic. Now, giant hogweed, the grey squirrel and the Argentine ant have one thing in common. They're all invasive species which have been introduced deliberately or by chance into Europe and are now creating havoc with the local environment. A leading Czech botanist is now in the forefront of the first calls of their kind for Europe-wide action to fight the ever more rapid spread of invasive species, blamed on climate change and increasing long-distance travel and transport. Chris Johnston explains.
The deputy director of the Czech Institute of Botany, Petr Pišek, is one of four global experts who co-authored a piece in last week's edition of the prestigious journal Science. The article sounds the alarm about the spread of invasive species in Europe and calls for action. Mr. Pišek says the spread of non-native species within Europe and from outside has surged in recent years.
The numbers are really warning. We have about 11,000 alien species in Europe. And what is even more important is that the rate of increase of these species of Europe, rate of introduction into Europe is increasing. It actually multiplies compared to what we had several decades ago. And the problem is that these species have a very serious impact both on environment, ecological impact, and impact on economy. And unfortunately, the measures taken are to a large extent ineffective.
Studies have put the European cost of trying to prevent damage to agricultural land, fisheries and forests at around 10 billion euros a year. Many of these invaders have no natural predators in their host environment. This allows them to spread like wildfire at the expense of native plants, insects and animals. Mr. Pišek and fellow specialists say this sum is just a fraction of the real cost of the problem. They say experts are largely working in the dark with no real idea of the impact of around 90% of the outsiders. The specialists warn that cash and expertise are currently being frittered away at a European level by the absence of a single body to pinpoint where the main threats are coming from and coordinate a response.
We feel that maybe the money could be used to establish such an agency which would coordinate the research on invasive species, provide scientific advice. It would deal with surveillance and early warning, risk assessment and things like that. The main advantage is that it would be coordinated in one centre.
Mr. Pišek says it is too early to say whether the joint call for urgent action will be heeded, even though species invasion shows every sign of intensifying.
And thanks to Chris Johnson for that